Welcome to the PA Podcast. Tonight's segment of Things You May Not Know with Jenny Coe is coming right up. A new episode. Enjoy.
Well, hey guys, how are you doing tonight?
Great.
Doing good.
Just wonderful, Jenny Coe.
Well, good, because we're going to play a game tonight.
All right, I love games.
Okay, what we're going to do tonight is I have famous last words, and okay. You guys are going to ring in. And we will find out who knows these famous last words.
So these are famous last words that people said right before they passed on, I take it?
Right before they died.
Okay. Are these real people?
These are all real people. These are all historical people.
They're famous people.
Yes, this isn't Joe down the street. These are real people.
This is not my neighbor next door, right?
Right.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Let's give it a shot.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, well, we're going to go first with an oldie. And the quote is, now, my good man, this is no time for making enemies.
Wow.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Okay, well, this was a French satirist in the 18th century.
Oh, Jesus. Excuse me. Voltaire.
It is Voltaire.
But BK, you forgot to ring in, though, dude. You got to say Brian.
Brian.
Yeah.
Brian.
Well, we'll just call that a practice one.
That was good, though.
That
was good.
Point.
Okay, let's move on.
All right, you guys might actually get this one. The quote is, one last drink, please.
Kareem Newt Gingrich. Newt.
Call your name.
Travis. I'm sorry, I'm playing for Newt. Travis.
No, it is not Newt. I heard a Brian first, so let's go with BK.
I'm going to say Frank Sinatra.
No.
Jack Daniel.
Jack Daniel.
Brian.
Yeah, I got it. One to one, dude.
Hey, you didn't ring in, though. You know what?
He rang in right after you did.
This is White History Month, right?
Let's go.
Yeah, this is Honky History Month.
Next one. I'm hot. Let's go.
Okay.
All right.
The quote is it the fourth?
Brian.
Go ahead.
Benjamin Franklin.
No.
Damn.
Tag.
Okay, tag.
Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson. Yes.
Well,
he died.
I thought he was talking about Mr. Jefferson. Sure. Man.
Not George Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson, our third president of the United States. He died on July 4th, 1826.
All right. I'm hot tonight.
And now I've got a follow-up with that one from somebody who also died on July 4th of 1826.
Let's go.
The quote is, Thomas Jefferson still survives.
Thomas Jefferson still survives. Tag.
Okay, go ahead, tag.
John Adams.
A tag's on the damn computer. Come on. You're going to pull John Adams. I'm calling bullshit on this one.
You know, I have to agree with that. I'm calling bullshit on that, too.
I'm calling bullshit on this whole thing. Tag, turn your damn computer off. Jenny, subtract 2 points from tag right now.
I'll take the penalty.
Yeah, exactly. Now but... turn off the website, pal.
I was riding a wave.
Dude, we need to have tag do something with his hands so we can tell he's not typing. Like, you know, I don't know. He's got to, like, do clap or something. Tell me you got that website off. Okay, so I have one and everybody else has zero and we're moving on.
No more cheating.
God, that was so...
You know, your computer sucks, BK.
Dude, I would... Come on, you can't cheat.
Okay, guys, I'm sorry. That was just for fun.
She's going to throw a modern one out there and I'm going to smoke you guys
off. Something for real.
Please. Yeah, I do have a fairly modern one.
Kick it in, Jen.
Okay. Love one another. That is the quote.
Okay, I'm not on the computer. Love one another.
Travis,
yes.
John Lennon.
No.
Brian.
Go ahead, Brian.
Bob Marley.
No.
Tag.
Okay, go ahead, Tag.
Dalai Lama?
No. Would Travis. You like a hint?
Travis.
Yes. Yes.
Wait, Travis, do you want to guess again, or do you want a hint?
Yes, I'd like to guess.
Okay, go ahead.
Dalai Lama.
No. Now, would you like a hint?
Yeah, I think we need a hint.
Okay.
Tag. Tag.
Do you want the hint or not?
Yes.
Go ahead. Yes.
Hint. Okay. He died on November 29th, 2001.
Die an old man?
Not particularly.
Travis.
Yes, Travis.
Carlos Santana.
He's still alive.
He's still living.
Alive.
Although that would be a really great trick.
I was going to say Dolly Parton, but you said a him.
It's a him, and they're now dead. Dolly Parton is still living.
Dolly Parton's still alive.
And she's not a him.
Could you
she's
repeat
definitely
it,
not a him.
Could you repeat it, please?
Okay, yeah. I will give you the first hint, and I will give you a second hint. Okay. Died on November 29th, 2001. He was also typically thought of as the quiet one of his group.
Brian.
Yes.
George Harrison.
George Harrison.
Oh, yeah, BK. Yeah. Yes.
I said John Lennon at first.
Damn. All right, let's go on.
So the slowest computer wins.
Dude, I'm not on my computer, Zach. Better not be either.
I'm not, guys. I'm not, that's why I didn't get it. That's why I didn't get it. Google was not my friend. Oh, go ahead, Jen.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's move on.
If I don't get one pretty soon, I'm going to quit.
This is fun. Go ahead.
Okay. I think I've got one here that's pretty good. All right, the quote is, Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Linus, Lucy. How can
Brian.
I forget them?
Brian.
Yes.
Wait, I didn't hear the question totally.
Oh, hold on.
Schultz.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And
I didn't hear
that
the end of
it. Is actually from the final Peanuts comic released February 13th, 2000, which was the day after he died.
Nice.
So BK got that?
BK got it.
Nothing.
Right,
Peter
BK. You kick ass, don't you?
Dude, you got to buzz in quick. It's like Jeopardy, man.
Hey.
Okay, are you ready to move on?
Go.
Brian.
Yes.
Brian. Let's go.
Okay.
Next. Yeah.
The quote is, please, please don't kill me. I don't want to die. I just want to have my baby.
Please don't kill me.
Jesus
Christ. My baby, y'all.
Travis.
Yes, Travis.
One. David Letterman.
Damn it. This is a woman.
Is this new or old? I mean, how modern is this?
20th century.
That's a wide range. Okay.
Brian.
Yes, Brian. BK.
Lizzie Borden.
No.
Travis.
Yes, Travis.
I think this has something to do with the Manson thing. Trying to think of the name of the actress.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah.
Tag's got an answer. Tag's got an answer. Tag's got an answer.
Travis, do you
go ahead.
Have an
answer? I don't have the answer. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sharon Tate.
Damn it.
Jenny, what's the rule in there, Jenny?
You know what? I'm going to give each of these guys half because I know that he knew it. I know Travis.
He did. Okay. All right. What's the next one? Yeah.
All right. The quote is, brothers, please. This is a house of peace.
Brian.
Yes, BK.
It would be weird, but I'm going to say Martin Luther King.
No.
This is a house of peace.
Something to do with the church.
This was an equal rights activist.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured.
It's a house of peace.
Brian. Medgar Evers. Oh, wait, he wasn't an activist, was he?
Would you all like another hint?
Yes.
I think so.
Became a member of the Nation of Islam in the late 50s or early 60s.
Travis.
Yes, hey. Travis.
Louis Farrakhan.
No.
Brian.
BK.
Malcolm X.
Malcolm X.
That's what I was going to say.
Yay!
You got it, dude. BK is killing this thing.
Well, Travis keeps setting me up, dude. I mean, he set me up with John Lennon, and then...
Well, he set me up with the tape.
Dude, he gets on the right track, and... Yeah. All right. Well, hey, it's close. How many questions do we have left, Jenny?
I have About 5 or 6 more.
Cool.
6? Okay, I'm not going to call it yet, but I think maybe you might want to start doubling the value of questions pretty soon so these poor saps have a chance. I mean, you know.
Okay.
Exactly.
So is this still worth 1 point?
You know what? This one's going to be a little bit tougher, so I am going to give this a 2 point.
Okay, you got it.
Okay, last statement of this individual. It is the duty of every good officer to obey any orders given to him by his commander-in-chief.
Tag.
Travis. Ryan.
Tag.
Patton. General Patton.
Ooh,
oh,
that's what I was
shit.
Gonna say.
Damn.
Oh, well, nope. He's not dead.
Travis.
Yes, Travis.
Italian cruise ship douche.
No! I was going to say.
Oh, that's excellent, dude.
Ryan.
Yes, BK.
Nixon.
Who is that son of a bitch?
Travis.
Yes, Travis.
Smith.
No. Would you like a hint?
Yes.
Okay, this is a Revolutionary War individual.
Revolutionary War.
Revolutionary War.
I'm not up on hero? Revolutionary War stuff.
A hero?
He was an American hero.
Revolutionary War, and he said again?
It is the duty of every good officer to obey any orders given him by his commander-in-chief. This was his actual final statement. There is a second statement that is attributed to him.
Travis.
Tag.
Yes,
tag.
Travis.
Custer.
No.
Tag.
Ryan.
Tag.
What?
Ulysses S. Grant.
No, that was...
Oh,
that
shit.
Was Civil War.
Ryan.
Yes.
No, that was Civil War, that's right.
George Washington.
No.
Damn, Revolutionary War?
He was shot by the British as a spy.
What is his name? Jeez, Brian.
Yes, BK.
Benedict Arnold, baby.
I will give you the attributed final words of this individual. I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country.
Oh, have I heard this?
Tag.
Yes, tag.
John Payne? No? What was his name? I know the quote.
Is it Life, Ryan. Liberty, or...
Ryan.
Yes, BK.
Patrick Henry.
Do you guys give up?
Well, no. Give us some more time.
Brian.
Yes, BK.
Gene Simmons.
No.
Say it one more time.
It is the duty of every good officer to obey any orders given him by his commander-in-chief. Final words.
I think I got it.
He's Googling.
Tag.
Yes, tag.
Nathan Hale?
Nathan Hale.
He's Googling again. No way.
Yeah.
Dude.
What the hell? What the hell's going on? No.
Okay, exactly. I tell you what. I'm going to do this a little bit different.
Okay, go ahead.
This quote is going... Okay, Travis, you're going to get first crack at this quote.
Okay. Dennis Rodman.
How many points is it worth?
Dennis Rodman.
This is... I think this one should be pretty easy.
Okay. Just like Dennis Rodman.
So it is, okay, Travis.
Yes.
The quote is, don't worry, they don't usually swim backwards.
Probably a governor of Arizona. Governor of Arizona, I can't think of one, though.
I hear you type it.
I pass.
Would you like a hint?
Yes.
Okay. Was accidentally pierced in the chest by the spine of a marine animal while snorkeling at the Great Barrier Reef.
And I can't answer this?
Not yet.
I wish it was Newt Gingrich, but I'm going to have to pass again.
Okay, he's passing.
Okay.
I'll take it.
He's
Brian.
Passing. BK.
That's the croc hunter, Steve Irwin.
That is Steve Irwin.
Jenny, what's your score?
Just because you have a hard copy of the answers, BK, does not make it correct.
What's the score, Jenny?
Right now, BK, you have 5. Tag has 2, and Trav has 1.
It's all worth 2 now?
From here on out, I'm gonna make them at least 2 points. I will tell you if they're going to be more. Okay.
Okay. Your call. Okay,
that's
great.
Fine.
All right, this
can
one is...
Can we redeem these for for cash and prizes, or is it just for fun?
For kisses.
Okay. Oh, cool. I'm in.
You get them up on the, well, there's a PayPal thing we got going, but go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to stick with a couple of 20th century quotes here for the next couple.
Oh, 20th century. Thank you.
You know what? There's one I know she's going to throw out, and you guys are going to be pissed when I get it.
Okay. Hey, how do you know?
I'm sure you do.
He has been telling me this for 2 weeks.
Feel a ringer.
Yeah. He's the guy that sat home. He's the guy that sat home with the Trivial Pursuit game and like read the
and read all the cards.
I smell a ringer. I smell a ringer.
Now, I will tell you, I have told him none of these. Okay, but he is convinced that he knows one of these that I have.
All right. I'm just happy for you guys.
And I'll tell you what, you guys should all know it too, because it was something that was prominently on Facebook. So.
Well, then I'll. I'll take it. You'll give us 5 seconds to think about it.
Travis, three boobied chick.
That is what is Total Recall?
Guys, this has not turned into Jeopardy, and I haven't even given you a quote yet. Okay. This one is from the latter half of the 20th century. So post 1950. Let's give you half a century there to work.
Well, I was born in 54, so I got a chance. Okay, go ahead.
The quote is, "I know you have come to kill me. Shoot, coward. You are only going to kill a man."
Did you say when this? It was after 1950.
After 1950.
You didn't say the exact year.
No.
It's got to be Brian. Something. It's got to be something in the protest.
Brian, BK, yes.
Manson?
Manson is still alive.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right. I forgot.
He said this to who? Just whoever?
To his assassin.
To the assassin.
Travis.
Well, yes, Travis.
Bin Laden.
No.
It's, 20th century. When you're saying it's past 1950, it can be any time from 1950 up to
from
now?
From 1950 to 1999.
Oh, to 1999 is the limit.
Okay.
So we got to keep it within that range. You've come to kill me, but you're only killing a man.
His image is sported on many T-shirts as a pulp culture icon.
Oh, I know who it is.
I need to hear a name.
I don't know who it is yet.
No, I need to hear one of your names.
I need to hear
one of your three names.
Oh, God.
But it wasn't one of us, Jen. We got it. Pop culture, and he's on T-shirts.
What's his name? I can't hear. I can't hear myself.
Tag.
Yes, Tag.
What was it? Was he the guy that was the with the gray?
Don't describe him. Give me a name.
California. What's his?
Not have it, do you?
Brian.
Don't have it.
BK.
Brian. Che Guevara. Yes.
Che Guevara.
That's what I was thinking of. Damn it.
Half the hippies in my town have those shirts. That's pop culture. I knew it.
You got it. That's what I was thinking of, and I couldn't pull it.
Yes. They're getting smoked. That's what, 7 points for me?
You're BK's at 7.
Okay. Trav, we're going to have to get better on this, dude.
These questions are very sucky. They're horrible.
Okay. I'm gonna help you guys out on this next one. This will be a 3-pointer.
Oh my god!
It is from World War II.
Oh god!
The quote is "Shoot me in the chest."
Brian.
Jesus.
Yes, BK.
It's got to be Mussolini.
Now wait a minute.
I haven't used any timeouts. I'm throwing the flag. I'm throwing the flag on it. Okay, it's under review.
What you can do is you can put it under protest. Is what you can do. We're playing this game under protest.
Sure,
you can have Tag hack my account and see if I was looking at stuff. You know, we can do that. I mean, so do that. And I don't think he's good enough to actually plant it into where you could actually like fake that I was. So I think I'm in the clear. Okay. Move on. I think. What do I have? 10 points now?
No. My only statement is the comment of "shoot me in the chest" can apply to about a million people.
In World War II?
He pulled, he pulled Mussolini out of his ass.
Are you kidding me? Why, who would it be? I mean, it's a famous person in World War II, and you knew it was either Hitler or Mussolini, and you knew nobody knew Hitler's last words because
You sold me, dude.
I forgot you were a Rhodes Scholar. I'm sorry.
You sold me, dude. You sold me. BK, you're going to... Hey, no, BK, you know what you're going to win?
Yeah, nothing.
No, you're going to win. You're going to win a PA podcast t-shirt.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, it's not over. She can still up the, you know.
We don't have too many questions left, but we'll give it a try. Go ahead.
All right. Just a couple. Well, this one's going to be kind of tough, so I'm making this a five-pointer.
Ooh, a five-pointer.
Okay, this is a five-pointer.
About trivia.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Because this one's going to be tough.
The
year of this quote is 1900. That's why this is a five-pointer.
Okay. I didn't pay attention to 1900. I wasn't here.
That's fine. Just let BK
go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. BK was here.
The quote is, "My wallpaper and I are fighting a duel to the death. One or the other of us has to go."
Travis.
Okay. Yes, Travis.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Zorro.
Not Zorro.
Zorro?
Tag.
Yes, Tag.
Groucho Marx.
Dude, I thought Travis would get this. Like, he says it's into fashion. I mean...
Can you repeat that one for
I can
me?
Repeat the quote, and I will give you a hint.
Okay.
The quote is, "My wallpaper and I are fighting a duel to the death. One or the other of us has to go. This man was arrested and convicted of gross indecency after being accused of being homosexual."
Kind of figured that one out. I mean, by the quote itself, I mean... Huh. 1900s homos. Excuse me.
1900 homosexuals.
Let me call Mark Taylor here.
It should be up BK's alley. I don't know.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
One
that's in the fashion, Travis. I mean, this should be.
I have no idea.
I think both of you might have a good idea. 1900.
November 30th, 1900.
Well, the month doesn't help me at all. But 1900.
Yeah, 1900 just to me is just kind of it just is a blank area for me. I agree.
I will give you the name of one of his many plays, The Important of Being Earnest.
Important of Being Earnest. Why is it? Oh, that sounds familiar.
Travis.
Travis. Travis. Called out. Yes.
I'm blank again.
Tag,
yes.
Ernest Hemingway?
In the 1900s, dog, that's what I'm having.
That's a little earlier. Yeah. The importance of being earnest. You said he was in the player. He wrote the play.
He wrote the play.
He wrote The Importance of Being Earnest.
Give us
earnest?
Another.
No.
Got another hint?
Another. The Canterbury Ghost.
Canterbury Ghost?
I think Jen thinks we read.
Canterbury.
Jen has the.
I remember the Canterbury Tales.
Travis. Is it the guy from The Raven, Edgar Allan Poe?
No, it is not.
Oh, good guess, though.
This writer was a satirist.
1900 satirist. 1900s.
1900 I did nothing in 1900.
Travis. Ray Bradbury.
No.
No.
I don't think this is going nearly as well as I'd hoped it would.
Brian.
I think it's been fun.
BK.
Sir Sontag of Orlando.
No.
Sir Tag of Orlando.
You let me know when you're ready to stop guessing.
Travis.
Yes, Travis.
James Cameron.
Tag.
Shit.
Yes, Tag.
Mark Twain.
No.
Okay.
You better just tell us.
I give up.
We ain't got this one.
This was Oscar Wilde.
Oscar, yes.
Okay, whatever.
I didn't even know he was that wild. I mean, jeez.
I heard the play names. I'm going,
I would like these questions to be more cultural, please.
He wants Montana questions. You got anything out of Montana?
Or Wyoming?
Beaver. Oh, sorry. Travis. Beaver.
Hey, what's the capital of Wyoming?
Travis. Cheyenne.
Cheyenne.
Okay, we'll give Travis a point for Cheyenne.
Thank you.
Oh man, I was gonna say Casper. Oh,
now the quests are getting better. I think I like this. This is fun. That's fun. I can do that. Seriously,
how many points is this next question worth?
I've only slit one wrist. I've got one left.
Okay, well, since this is gonna be a hard one. This is actually one of the ones I thought would be hardest. You guys will probably get it in a second. So I'm gonna say this one's worth 10 full points.
Uh-oh. 10.
I'm gonna make this one worth it.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
10 points.
10 Shit. Points. So now this could be anybody's game.
Get ready, yep. Trav.
Okay, ready? The quote is, "Hurry it up, you Hoosier bastard. I could kill 10 men while you're fooling around."
Hurry it up, you Hoosier bastard. I could kill 10 men while you're... While you're what?
While you're fooling around.
Fooling around. Hoosier bastard. I'm thinking a coach.
Sounds like something. Thinking a coach to me, like somebody that's about to get hung after the Civil War or something.
Get a time frame or
yes, I will give you the date of his death.
An approximate time, yeah, on this stuff.
Okay, and this was an execution by hanging on September 5th, 1930.
God, that's way so before I was born. 1930.
This was a serial killer.
Serial killer.
One of the first serial killers of the 20th century.
I'm not up on those guys, but oh, damn.
I watched a lot of serial killer stuff.
I know when I hear the name, I'm going to say, I know.
Knew it, yeah, same here, but...
It's going to be one of those. As soon as you say the name, I'll say, yeah, that's right, but... Off the top of my head. Serial?
He claimed to have killed 6 men in Angola and fed their remains to crocodiles.
Whoa.
Shit.
He was suspected of committing murders in the U.S., Europe, Scotland, Africa, and South America.
Whoa.
Travis. Travis.
Yes, Travis.
Oh, no, that's not right.
Give it a shot.
It's not right. I was going to say Jack the Ripper, but no, he's not. He was
That's a little too early, but...
No. It's going to be some name that's...
Yeah.
Jeez.
I am not up on serial killers.
Seems like... I watch all the serial killer stuff on History Channel and whatnot, but I can't think of anybody in the 30s. Oh, I watch this stuff all the time. I love it.
But I know as soon as she says the name, I'm going to go, oh, I've heard that one.
No.
Anything, guys? I got nothing.
That is a 10-pointer. That is a 10-pointer. If somebody can get it.
I'm out.
Okay, Trav, do you want to just throw a guess out there?
I have no idea.
Okay, the man's name was Carl Panzram.
Oh, that guy. Still don't know who the hell he is. I never heard that name in my life. I mean, it doesn't even ring a bell.
That was tough.
I thought he was a second baseman for the Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
Serial killer, second baseman, close enough.
Okay.
Had it been a serial killer.
Carl Panzram, okay.
Panzram, that guy.
Carl Panzram.
I went to school with
him. If he was a serial killer that killed in like 5 countries, you would think that we would know about him.
Sometimes that's how history goes. You know, you lose a lot to the age.
Yeah, I can remember it after 1 minute. Charles what?
Carl Panzram.
Carl Panzram.
Hey, Tag, what was the name of the guy that you answered earlier that you got a point for?
Nathan Hale. Huh? Nathan Hale.
Just checking. Go ahead.
Yes. His famous quote.
What was this quote?
It was something.
Give me liberty or Google.
It was I have life to live for my country. Blah, you know the thing. You know.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
It's classic. Now that.
So we have one. We have one question left, Jenny. Or is that it?
Please tell me one question.
One, just one.
Okay.
And what's the score? What's the score?
It's gonna be a tenner.
The score right now is ridiculous. How about that?
Thank you.
We know BK is not killing them. But can you make this a 20-pointer? So.
Okay, tell you what, this one goes for the whole ball of wax. Whoever gets this one wins.
Holy shit. Okay.
Oh, this is go. Oh, okay. Go time. Go time.
This quote is from
no Google, guys. No Google.
Okay, close your browser down.
Everybody
cheating tonight.
Everybody listen.
Browser's down. Okay.
Everybody listen. This quote is from 1923.
These old years, goddamn.
I don't like it at all.
1923. Okay.
The quote is, "Don't let it end like this. Tell them I said something."
Tell them
I said something. 1920.
Good one. Oh, God. I got an idea on this, but I'll never get it.
Travis. Oh,
yes, Travis.
Charlie Chaplin.
Ah, that's a good one, man. I like that. I get it. I'm the only one that got it, but I got it, Travis.
Okay. I was going to say Marcel Marceau.
No.
Oh, God.
A Mexican Brian. Revolutionary.
Mexican revolutionary.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Come on now. Damn it. I should know this. God, I know it. I know it. I just like.
Yeah, I lived in El Paso, and there's a revolutionary. What's his name?
Okay, you guys have to work this one out because this is the winner. This is the winner quote.
Got any other hints?
He was born Doroteo Arango.
Don Quixote. Brian.
Yes.
Don Quixote. That is, yes. No. Yes.
No. Huh? That is a fictional character. I'm looking for a real person.
Damn it, but he died around that time, though, right?
Don Quixote is a fictional character.
Yeah, but when did he die?
He never lived, so he could not die.
Travis.
Yes, Travis.
Pancho Rivera. Pancho Rivera.
No.
Oh, that sounded like... I thought you had it, dude.
You're close.
Oh,
Brian.
Yes, Brian. BK.
Pancho de Gallo.
Say that again.
Pancho de Gallo.
No.
No, you're thinking of a salsa, man.
Yeah, you're thinking of Pico de Gallo.
Pico de Gallo.
Great with chips.
So far, BK's come up with a fictional character in food.
Alejandro.
Tag.
Tag, yes.
I got it. Pancho Villa.
Pancho Villa. Yes.
Damn it.
I can't believe
you guys led me to it. You guys led me to it. I lived in El Paso. I knew it was a Pancho something, and then BK said that. I went, Villa.
I had my foot on your throats.
So close with having Pancho. There was nothing else I could give you there. There was really not a lot I could give you.
That was a tough one. Hey, dude, I lived in El Paso for like 5 years. I know Pancho Villa. And you just had to say Pancho, and I went click, 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 click. And I went, Villa.
I'm playing this under protest because we all know that Tag cheated earlier in the game, but I will give Tag his win until I can find a hacker to prove that he cheated on that last one.
That's fine.
You know what? I thought you were going to definitely go with
quotes. And they got to be dead to be alive.
I want to hear the quote you thought I was going to use.
I would recognize it because it was three times in a row. It was going to be Steven Jobs. What was it that Steven Jobs said? He said, I can't even think of what it is, but it's just like, he said like, oh no, like something like three times in a row. And I thought for sure you're going to use that.
No, I didn't use that.
Actually, Jen, thank you for preparing all those. They were very difficult to me. Maybe not to BK or Tag, but to me they were difficult and well.
I thought they were fairly famous quotes, but
one was that serial killer guy, and I still don't know. I had never heard the Mussolini one, but I mean it was easy deduction. I mean it's like World War II. Please shoot me in the chest. They don't want to be shot in the face. I mean. And I thought was Hitler, and I knew it wasn't Hitler. It had to be Mussolini. I mean, I thought it was well put together.
But yeah, it was.
Good Thank job,
you,
Jim.
I mean, you know, Travis is obviously going to complain a little bit. I mean, I would too came.
No, you know, and there are a couple that I did not. Guy. I chose not I to know. Use.
It's just a game, folks.
Check the game, film.
It's not like it's football. It's just a game.
Yeah, this isn't nearly as serious as that.
Yeah, this is, and that's not even that serious to me.
I will
secede my win to BK just because I only got one question and he kicked ass, and I think he deserves the win.
We'll call it a draw.
And he needs it. He needs it more than any of us.
Be a pussy.
I hope you guys at least had fun with this.
Oh, it was fun. I loved it.
I had fun.
I liked the premise and I had fun. I know it was hard.
I did have fun.
Fun. Thank you for listening to Things You May Not Know by Jenny Coe, another episode on the fabulous PA Podcast. Thanks for listening.